Gay marriage is one of the wedge issues this election year. President Obama's newly evolved position on same-sex marriage appears as a response to the voters in North Carolina. All this political gamesmanship obscures the fact that gay marriage is fundamentally an issue of religious liberty. When opponents of gay marriage say they are trying to defend the sanctity of marriage, they use religious language that should raise a red flag for those of us who are committed to the First Amendment and to the idea of separation of church and state. In a free society, the government should not make laws that favor a religious notion of marriage. In the long run, tolerance benefits religious people. There once were laws that prohibited Christians from marrying Jews. Adulterers were once forced to wear the dreaded scarlet letter. And Mormons were once persecuted for their beliefs about polygamy. We've come a long way. We should each remember that there are some people who will not like our choices about marriage or God. But that's the way it goes with love and religion. We can't help but judge each other's choices. Judgment is okay as long as the law remains neutral. Tolerance does not mean that people have to like who you marry or the God you worship. But the state should leave us alone to make our own sexual, familial, and religious choices. It should also leave us alone to judge each other, argue, and criticize, so long as that criticism remains private and civil. Some people mistake tolerance for relativism, as if tolerance is based upon a lack of commitment to moral truth. But tolerance, like the First Amendment, is grounded in a deep commitment to liberty. And liberty is good for each of us, gay or straight, religious or non-religious. If you enjoy the freedom you have to pursue your own ideas about love and religion, then you should extend that freedom to others in a spirit of fairness and reciprocity. There are limits to liberty and toleration. We should not tolerate rape, forced marriage, or child marriage, since these violate liberty. But outside of such obvious limits, the state should leave adults alone to make decisions about spiritual and marital well-being. Gay marriage is a symbolic issue for those who value religious liberty. At a time when intolerant religions are growing in power across the globe, we should celebrate the American ideal of keeping the law neutral when it comes to who we marry or how we worship. For The Moral Is, this is Andrew Fiala.